Holy Gospel is from the 17th chapter of Luke. The apostles said to the Lord, "Increase our faith." The Lord replied, "If you had faith the size of a mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry tree, 'Be uprooted and planted in the sea,' and it would obey you. Who among you would say to your slave who has just come in from plowing or tending sheep in the field, 'Come here at once and take your place at the table'? Would you not rather say to him, 'Prepare supper for me, put on your apron and serve me while I eat and drink. Later, you may eat and drink.' Do you thank the slave for doing what was commanded? So you also, when you have done all that you were ordered to do, say, 'We are worthless slaves. We have done only what we ought to have done.'" The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Christ. You can go ahead and be seated if there's any. At the first service, I had a dog that every time I needed to make a point or someone needed to say an amen, the dog would bark. So I don't know if we have that dog here again. That would be great. So I want to talk with you about faith today and how that relates to this gospel, which is about faith and Jesus saying things about faith. And so what I thought I'd do first is just talk about when you're reading a gospel story or, you know, reading scripture, but especially in the gospels, tone matters. You know, it's like getting a text or an email. You don't know what the tone of the person is who wrote that. You might guess or you might put what they're thinking into that, what they've written to you, but you don't know necessarily the writing. So in this story especially, there's kind of two ways you could go, and I think it's the, I've had my cup of coffee, and I am awake and alert, and I'm going to be nice, Jesus, or the tone could be, I got up on the grumpy side of the bed, and you're just annoying me, disciples, Jesus. So, well, and I'll show you what I mean. So, like in this first thing, the first verse, the apostle said to the Lord, "Increase our faith." The Lord replied, "If you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry tree, 'Be uprooted and planted in the sea,' and it would obey you." Tone number one, we'll do the grumpy version. So the apostles said to the Lord, "Increase our faith." And the Lord replied, "You idiots." I mean, that's how you could read this. You just need the size of a mustard seed's worth of faith. And then you can make a tree go wherever you wanted to. But you're idiots, so you don't really know that. It doesn't take a lot for faith. So you could read, that's one tone. Because you're trying to figure out how that conversation went. Or it could be the Starbucks version, but I don't drink coffee, so I can't speak about Starbucks. I'm not endorsing anybody. But you could read it this way. The apostle said to the Lord, "Increase our faith." The Lord replied, "If you had faith the size of a mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry tree, 'Be uprooted and planted in the sea,' and it would obey you." Nice and calm, relaxed. Jesus is saying, increase your faith. I get that. You know, Jesus understands about faith. That's what he was here to teach us about, how to be faithful in the world. And so I'm, at least today, taking that approach on this whole text. That Jesus was being the friendly, I've had my morning coffee, I'm not grumpy, I've had something to eat. You know, in our family, we get hangry, which is when we don't eat and we're hungry and we get angry. It's hangry. And our whole family, when you get a car full of hangry people, it's not good. So you got to immediately stop and eat something. Hangry is the term we use. I'm going to say in today's reading, Jesus is being the good Jesus, the kind Jesus. Now, Jesus is fully human. So there's times where he's angry. He goes into a temple and breaks up tables and said, "This is my Father's house. This isn't meant for money changing." I mean, he's fully human. He dies. He lives and he died. He's fully human. But that's also part of faith. And so it's the same thing with this whole slave parable that he gives, where the person comes and the slave comes into the field and Jesus says, "You wouldn't expect this slave to come and sit at the table. The slave does what they're supposed to do. And then when they're done, then they eat. And that's what faith is. Now, that's the more relaxed tone. But you could read into this too. You idiots. You know, being faithful is hard. And if you're following me and you're being a servant of grace and a slave of grace, it's hard work. And your reward will come. You'll get to eat. But do what you're supposed to do, idiots. That's not how I'm reading it today. I think it is more calm. So, as we talk about faith, I came up with kind of three from this reading and the more calmer version of Jesus, three ways of thinking about faith. And it all came, or the first piece came, I was at a African summit yesterday, African summit in St. Andrews in Bellevue. And people in the Lutheran churches who do things with Africa ministry, they got together and kind of gave presentations and kind of lifted each other up. And so I'm in this St. Andrews church, and I was at the last, you know, couple hours listening to people. And they had this banner. And it said, on one side it said, I am the vine. And on the other side, well, it said, you are the branches. But what I thought it said was, you are the remembrance. I am the vine and you are the remembrance. And I thought, whoa, that's kind of, that got me thinking. But then that's not what it said. But I like that phrase, you are the remembrance. You know, when we do this meal, when we have the bread and the wine together, we always say, do this in remembrance of me. That's what Jesus said. But we are the remembrance. We. I am the remembrance. You are the remembrance. As a community, we are the remembrance of what this is all about. And that's what faith is. So that's kind of the first phrase I want you to think about. Paul says we're stewards of God's mysteries. And the grace of God is certainly a mystery, but it comes to us and it's a gift to us. And like Jesus suggests in this take on faith, it's not about increasing our faith, because we can't. We can't do something more than what we are. Faith comes from God. And God works through us to do the great things of faith. We are the remembrance. The second thing is, I was thinking about, I watch my daughter play softball a lot, and you know she's a pretty good athlete, and so I started thinking, what distinguishes a good athlete from a great athlete? And a great athlete is someone, and this is just me, I'm just making this up, and probably if you Google it, someone else said it way before me, but this is what I said, that a great athlete makes the extraordinary ordinary, and makes the ordinary extraordinary. And another way to say ordinary might be regular or daily. So a good athlete makes the extraordinary ordinary, and makes the ordinary extraordinary. So in the athletic example, when you're watching baseball or football, and you see a fantastic play, and just for them, that looks like an ordinary thing. And or, in the other sense, let's say in baseball, we'll say, in a ball, they field a ball and they throw it to first, and they could do that 1,000 out of 1,000 times because they make the ordinary look extraordinary. It's the same way with faith. And that's the grace piece. That's the part where God comes in. Ordinary things in that moment can become extraordinary. Remembrance means a flash of understanding. A flash of understanding. That's what remembrance means. So when you have a faith experience, and we all do, we all have those aha moments, those tingly moments, when you see it and you know it and you experience it, that flash of, oh, this is what it's all about. That's when the ordinary becomes extraordinary. And what you're hoping for is you're hoping for that extraordinariness to become ordinary, to become a daily thing that always happens, that you see all around you. It's a regular part of you. Ordinary, extraordinary, extraordinary, ordinary. So that's the next one is, we are not superhuman, but fully human. That's what faith is about. It's not about being superhuman. It's about being fully human. And there's a difference. Typically, if you're superhuman, if you read comic books or watch movies or think about that, who are the superhuman people? You got Superman, Batman. Give me another person. Spider-Man. Superwoman. Now, a lot of these characters, maybe not so much Batman, but like Superman from another planet, he gets his power because he's from Krypton. Or anyway, too many details. That's not the point. The point is, he is something beyond what you and I are. The same thing with Spider-Man. Normal person doing normal things, gets bit by a spider, can suddenly do extraordinary things like what a spider would do. Cast webs, be much stronger than before. That is not what faith is. So when the disciples say, or the apostles say, increase our faith, Jesus is saying, it's not about that. It's not about being more than who you are. It's about being fully who you are, and fully present, and fully vulnerable. That's what it means to be human. There's this, in this litany that we just did, right in the middle of it, there's this great vision of what God intended. You know, it's right out of Genesis. A man and a woman, this is on page 5, a man and a woman in God's image, in full communion with creation, were loving and sharing with each other. God saw that it was good. That's what faith is. It's people, a man and a woman, in God's image, in full communion with the earth, loving and sharing with each other. That's faith. Loving and sharing in full communion, fullness, the fullness of being human, being fully present, being fully vulnerable. So all of these things, being a remembrance of me, having that flash of faith, extraordinary, ordinary, ordinary, extraordinary, not superhuman and fully human. All of those things, living out this vision of a man and a woman in God's image, loving and sharing, takes me to this person who is the new Mother Teresa. You may not know this, but maybe you know this person. Her name is Antoinette Tough. Who knows that name? Antoinette Tough. This is an example of the extraordinary and the ordinary. It's an example of being fully human, and it's an example of being a remembrance of me, of being faithful. This person is the person that was like someone at Mountain View, working there as a bookkeeper in the school, just doing what she did daily, just doing her job and working with the 500 students that they have there, you know, and I can relate to 2 or 3 students, but 500 kids, that you're saintly just to be in a school. Let's just put it that way, in an elementary school. And she's doing her job, just doing ordinary things, and I can imagine, at least from what I've seen in all teachers and many administrators, even when they're having a bad day, they do extraordinary things with kids, because kids can be trying. And it's just they're doing their job. She is minding her own business, and in comes a man, and this happened in Atlanta, and this is a true story, and now you'll maybe start to remember this story. But a man, he has an automatic rifle, and he has lots of ammunition, and he is ready. He's out of his mind, out of his right mind, and he's ready to do some bad things. That day is not going to end well. And this person, Antoinette, is there at that school at the same time on that day, just doing her job. And he comes in, and she is there with him and starts talking with him. And if you don't remember this story, are you getting more familiar with how this story goes? I'm just telling you, go online to YouTube or wherever you can find her interview and just her interaction while she's talking with 911 and talking with the dispatcher on 911 and then talking to this guy at the school live. It's astonishing, where the ordinary becomes extraordinary, and all that stuff comes together. It's fully human. And all, what is she doing? She's telling him, I'm going through a divorce. I get it. Life sucks. It's hard. But I want you to get out of here. I want things to be better for you. And she is just a normal human person, fully alive, fully present, fully vulnerable to that person. And keeps talking with him. And he kind of understands, and he kind of starts to kind of come down from wherever he was. And, he says later, I was off my meds, and, I don't know what I was doing. And all she was doing, she just said, I was scared out of my mind, but I was just talking with him. It's astonishing. And that's what faith is. It's a remembrance of me. We are the remembrance of Jesus. It's where the ordinary, the very ordinary talking and being with people can be profoundly extraordinary. She was fully there with that person. And she wasn't superhuman. She was just Antoinette talking with this guy. Just another person who came in the school and was feeling grumpy. And she made a difference in many lives. A man and a woman in God's image, in full communion with creation, were loving and sharing with each other. God saw that it was good. On that day, Antoinette showed us the extraordinary power of ordinary faith. That's what Jesus was talking about. Amen.